Give me 1 minute. Then in the Holy Spirit, and I tell you, the Holy Spirit has really been presented. This is the age of the Holy Spirit. Because it's nothing we can do on this earth without the Holy Spirit. When God wanted to reveal himself on earth, how did he do it? He did it through a human. He did it through his son Jesus. But when Jesus wanted to reveal himself on earth, he did it through a spirit, the Holy Spirit. So that is the one that's with us. When Jesus was here, it was God with us. But now, since the Holy Spirit is here, is God where? In you, in us. Praise God. How close and how he's just in you. And that's a beautiful picture of the people now. You know, people had to try to thrust through the crowd to get through Jesus. They had to do this and that to get through. Zacchaeus had to run up in a tree to get to Jesus. He just wanted to see him. I ain't got to touch him. I just want to see him. And he was a short man of stature. And it just made him look all the worse. Running and ahead of a crowd. Climbing a tree, a grown man. Jesus looked up there and said, Zacchaeus, you come down here. He knew he really was. When you put forth some effort like that, God sees you. When you put forth an effort to get out your, I'm here at 8 o'clock in the morning. God sees you. You're here early in the morning. God sees you. You didn't come to see Sister Mary this morning. But you came because you wanted Jesus. Not Sister Mary. You want Jesus. You want the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to do some awesome things in our lives, and we're just going to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him do it, because this is the age of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We saw what he did in the book of Acts with a group of men and women that yielded themselves to the Holy Spirit. How he took their lives and made it very productive. That the people said, these are the men that came and turned our world upside down. We need to hear that again, because we got a world that's in trouble. So we need to hear that again. That these are the people. But they couldn't have done it without who? The Holy Spirit. Did you turn it on? You come on. It's on. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was just talking. Okay, but when we release ourselves and yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we'll get the same results. He's looking for some more people that will yield themselves to him. Now, one of the things we discuss in our first chapter is Holy Spirit being a divine person. Until you embrace him like that, you're not going to get the results you really need. You got to embrace him as, I got a divine person living in me. I got a divine person living in me. And when you don't know, he knows. He said, you think Google is a good search engine. You do. I mean, people, anything they want to know, they say, hey, Google it. Google it. And pretty much, they can tell you what you want to know. But the Holy Spirit said, I go a little deeper than Google.
Amen.
I search all things, even the deep things. See, Google can't get in here. He can tell you what he knows and what he has studied, but he can't get down there in the very heart of man. You can't Google that. The Holy Spirit said, I search even the deep things, all things. And he said, I know the mind of Christ.
Oh, glory.
Hi, ya, ya, ya. He said, I know it. I've been with him. I'm his spirit. I'm a part of the Trinity. I know. Praise God. Now let's go to our book. Did I tell the men's Happy Father's Day? I think I did. But we thank our Heavenly Father. I mean, we got a...
Amen.
When Chris Tomlin wrote that song, Good Father, how many have heard that? Can't we agree with him? We got a good, good, good Father. He loves us. He don't tell us how messed up we are. The enemy always tells you how messed up you are and how you failed, and then he helps you to fail. But Jesus said, no, I don't tell you. He tell you that you're more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ. That's what he be telling us. Right. When you hear all these other crazy things, it's not from your Father. So dismiss them. You can't do this, you this, you that, you not, you can't. You know, when you start hearing all that, when he begin to tell you what you're not, start holding up the Holy Spirit. Start say, but you know, I got a greater one living in me than you. Yes. You on the outside, but I got one on the inside that's greater than you. So that makes me great alone. So don't let him tell you lies. He's a liar. He can't tell the truth. It's a elderly lady, she always called me, you know, the devil told me that. I said, stop telling me what the devil told. What did Jesus tell you? She didn't know too much about what Jesus had told. She knew everything that the devil was telling her. And the devil was telling her some pretty dumb things. And she was repeating it. I said, don't repeat another thing the devil tell you. But start repeating what Jesus told. She said, but it's not true. I said, the word is true.
Amen.
When you speak what he said, it's truth.
Amen.
If you're saying what he's saying, then it's true. But she believed the devil. What the devil was saying was true. I could, you know, because we can see that with our five senses. We can contact the world with that. But the Holy Spirit wants to move us into spiritual eyesight, give us a spiritual eyesight, that we can see who we are, really are. You can't become who you need to become until you know the truth about who you really are. He said, acknowledge every good thing that is in you. That's what the word said.
Yes.
So that's the reason when the enemy starts showing me this and that about me, I said, the greater one is in me. He's greater than you.
Yes.
See, he don't want to deal with the greater one.
The word
he wants to deal with me. He always want to get you out the five sensorium and deal with you there. But the greater one lives in me. And I put the greater one on him.
Yes.
And he get to running.
Right.
He get to, I mean, he don't, he flee. He flees. So that's what we want to release this morning. I don't want to present nothing to you but the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This book has been such a blessing in our lives. Presenting the Holy Spirit. That's who we're presenting this morning. And that's who we want to present to the church world and the world. That's what the disciples in Acts presented. They tell you the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit said, and they said things like that. And when they were saying that the Holy Spirit said, and the Holy Spirit let, they let me knew they were dealing with a divine person. They talked with him just like he was a person. And he is a person. And that's the way we are to communicate with him. Now, if you're doing all, what we're trying to bring to this book is we are, as we study in this book, we're trying to come into intimacy. When you come into intimacy with the Holy Spirit and fellowshipping with him, praise God, when you come into true intimacy with him, guess what? You're not going to be doing all the talking. He's going to talk some too. When you're doing all the talking, it's a one-sided relationship. We have some married couples in here. And if they have to do all the talking, guess what? That's a one-sided relationship. But communication is allowing both people to talk. And I'm going to tell you, I love hearing the Holy Spirit talk. Whether it's through the word of God that I read or whatever, because he know more than I know.
Amen.
He have created the earth. He's the one that raised Jesus from the dead. I want him to do the talking. And I do the, and In this first chapter, we taught them about how to hear the Holy Spirit and getting him as a divine person. Okay, I'm going to need to go into where we're supposed to go, but we want to embrace the Holy Spirit as a divine person that we can go on. But we're in chapter 3, and I'm going to have to really get through chapter 3 right quick because Apostle is coming up next. We have two teachers simply because we want you to get two views of teaching. No one person have it all. That's the reason he called forth the church. Even if you're just part of the joint that supplies, you're important. Tell your natural body, if them joints don't supply, you'll find out you'll be, can't make the movement I want. And as insignificant as it seems, the joints. But if it don't give the supply that you need to the body, you will complain. I hear young people complain. Oh, I hurt here, I hurt there, my joint must be arthritis, must be, you know, the joint is not supplying like it should. But in the body of Christ, everybody is important.
Amen.
So in this class, Mary give her points of view, and, you know, everybody supplies. Apostle is our next teacher that's coming up, and I got 5 minutes to go to chapter 3, emblems of the Holy Spirit. Now, when we say the word emblems, we're talking about symbols that the Holy Spirit used to manifest so we can see things. I taught on the dove. And you know, when I was meditating still on the dove, he brought something else to me. This is 2018. 8 is the number for new beginnings. And that's what we were saying about the dove this time that was represented in there. God has a new beginning for us. Some new that he wants to do with us and for us and through us. 2018. And you can ask me, Mary, is God into number? Yes, he's into number. He named the whole book numbers. So he's into numbers. Not like the world. But 8 represent our new beginnings. So, and then we talked about the seal, which was, the most thing that stood out to me when I taught about the seal last week was that we was not sealed with a stamp or paper, but we was sealed with a God seal is a divine person.
Amen.
You know, when we look at the United States seal, it's paper and it's stamps and it's stuff like that. But you are sealed with a person. Praise God. That gonna keep you sealed through any condition. And see, people have always just taught the seal as just security. Your security. But when we taught the seal last week, it was more than just security. You can't get the full benefit out of the seal unless you know every aspect of the seal. Now, moving on. Because this is what we're doing. Go to page 47 in your book. 47, and we're going to discuss rain today. We have so many emblems, and for us to get through them really fast, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to gather up all the emblems, the symbols, that deals with water. And when I look through the book, 47, 50, 52, and 53, these are the emblems that dealt with water. First one was rain. The second was the river of God. Oh, God. When you get to the river of God, And then the dew. Y'all may not know a whole lot about the dew, but we're going to talk about that dew. You're going to get a different look on the dew. water, water from the rock, water springs, wells of salvation. Those are the seven that we're going to group together because they're all dealing with water and some kind of force of water. And so we're going to teach those together. Now, the first one we're going to teach today is rain. I don't know how far I'm going to get through the rain because the Holy Spirit took me a different route. I can make excuses for Mary, but we don't make excuses for the Holy Spirit. In here, we just let him flow. Amen. Because we know we're here every week. And that's what we want, the flow of the Holy Spirit. Because he said, out of my belly, when I pray, I usually pray, Holy Spirit, you said out of my belly is going to flow rivers of living waters. Praise God. And they're going to flow over any circumstances, any situation amen. That you're faced with.
Yes, amen.
And they're going to bring a new life to it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So let's go to the rain. How many rainmakers I have in here? Amen. Anybody know how to make rain? Woo! Let's go to Elijah. Let's study him out and see how he started out making rain. And then we're going to go back to the New Testament. You are so right, Apostle. It's 12 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. But can we go to Elijah just for a minute or two and make some rain? Because y'all said I had some rainmakers in here. Do y'all know what it takes to make rain? Look at me. I'm gonna teach. Look at me. I'm gonna teach y'all what it's gonna take to make some rain. Huh? It takes prayer. Not just praying from earthbound prayer. You can't pray no earthbound prayers and think you're gonna make rain. Okay. Let's move into. Oh, I want to talk about Joel in the rain. I tell y'all what, I'm gonna have to revisit the rain. Y'all gonna have to give me a little bit more time with the rain next week, okay? Because I'm gonna have to revisit and I'm gonna have to teach the rain. Because the rain is so important in the believer's life, just like the rain is in the natural life. I mean, if it don't rain in so many days and we don't get a certain amount, the weatherman is watching the rain. We got to get a certain amount of rain for so many different things. To operate this earth. Well, spiritually, you got to have the rain.
Amen.
You got to have the rain. I know y'all said y'all rainmakers and y'all know how to make some rain, you know. But we're going to go and see and study this out and study the different kinds of rain in the Old and New Testament. Y'all know I like teaching from the Old as well as the New. I like go get that from the old and bring it to the new. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm out to 10 o'clock. Listen. When you come back next week, we're going to make some rain.
Amen.
Huh? We're going to make some. You know, I really had a dream. And this is a true dream I had. I think at first I had walked in. And another prophet friend of mine had walked in. And I had taken my seat in church. And it started raining from above. It wasn't natural rain, you know. But the rain, I really saw the rain coming down. I went, oh God. I mean, I was just like, this is so refreshing. And the rain does more than refresh us. It matures us. Rain comes to bring a harvest.
Yes, it does.
It refreshes us.
Amen.
It matures us. The list goes on and on, but we want to make some rain.
Amen.
We want to be rainmakers. We want to know how to get into prayer and don't take what you see in the natural. When Elijah got down, see, first he stopped the rain. Now, how did he stop the rain? Because he did it scripturally. The word of God has said, if you get into sin, If sin and you don't call out repentance and turn back to God, he said, I'll shut up the heaven and there'll be no rain. And Elijah knew that scripture. So when old Ahab and all them was acting very crazy, I mean, sin like it is now. And how many of us get tired of the sin we see now? And Elijah said, wait a minute now, this is just too much. He prayed and it didn't rain. Now he wants to go and make some rain to come. But he know rain comes from heaven. And he got on his knees to pray. That's how you make rain, not just on your knees praying. I'm going to tell you what you have to move into prayer. And at first he knew he was praying. And he knew he was making the connection. But I'm going to tell you, when the clouds are full of water, it'll rain. And Elijah knew that. Elijah know that clouds are involved. The only one that she don't have in here is clouds. And I'm gonna have to put that emblem in here. I'm gonna insert it in here somewhere, I hope. And we're gonna teach on clouds. That's one of the emblems that she didn't put in the book. But he knew that it took a cloud to bring the rain. And he sent his servant out and said, go out there and look in the sky. The servant looked out. Man, I don't see no cloud. I don't see nothing. I said, that's okay. I'm a rainmaker.
Amen.
He got his face down a little deeper. And he began to do it again. Told him to go back out there again and look. He said, all I see is a little cloud about the head of a man. Elijah said, woo, that's all I need. You know, and it's true, y'all are rainmakers. But you not have to not walk by sight, not what you see. If you're not seeing what you want to see, just put your face a little deeper.
Amen.
Okay. I'm sorry, Apostle. I took a little of your time, but that's what rainmakers do. I'm going to put it on the rain. But we're going to get some more of this rain next week.
All right.